In the waning days of New York's legislative session, a bill meant to stop a trash incinerator from being built in the Finger Lakes sailed through the Senate and a State Assembly committee with unanimous support. But when it reached the Assembly floor, it sat untouched as the session came to a close. As WRVL's Payne Horning reports, there's more blame than answers as to why that bill ultimately failed.
Finger Lakes area State Senator Pam Helming says she doesn't know for sure why her legislation, which would take the permitting process for the trash incinerator away from a state board and instead allow local officials to decide its fate, ultimately stalled in the Assembly. But Helming says she has heard it may have been withheld as a tactic to get the Senate to renew a speed camera program for New York City schools. Both failed to pass before the session ended.
Why they would tangle this up with a downstate issue, I just think it's politics at its worst.
Helming says what's especially frustrating is that Governor Andrew Cuomo signaled his support for the legislation, but it still died in a chamber that Democrats control.
I'm wondering if this has actually been manipulated by the governor, if he's put the pressure on the downstate majority in the Assembly not to bring the bill forward. If he truly, truly believed that this incinerator is in the wrong location, I think he would have motivated the Assembly to push the bill through.
Cuomo's spokesperson Richard Azzopardi says the governor has made his opposition to the incinerator clear, and the senator is just trying to deflect blame for the failure of the Senate GOP to reach a deal with Assembly Democrats. However, a spokesperson for Circular Energy, the company behind the trash incinerator, says lawmakers rejected the bill because it relied on, quote, junk science in its claim that the facility will cause significant harm to the area with air and ash pollution. Still, there may be another chance for the Assembly to take up the bill. Cuomo has threatened to call lawmakers back for a special session over the speed camera legislation. Finger Lakes resident Joseph Campbell says that's a critical opportunity for his opposition group to avoid a fight before the state siting board.
That could go for years and literally cost the residents of the Finger Lakes and the town of Romulus hundreds of thousands of dollars.
For WXXI News, I'm Payne Horning.